ராமாய நமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பத்தே நமஹ. சுந்தரகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 54. ஹனுமான் செட்ஸ் லங்கா ஆன் ஃபயர். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. I found out the whereabouts of Sita. I gave her welcome news of Rama and consoled her. I take back news of her to my Lord Rama. I have tested the strength and weakness of these Rakshasas. I spoke to Ravana and guessed his intent and purpose. Now is there anything left for me to do? Thus did Anjaneya take counsel with himself as he glanced carefully around with ever-increasing energy and enthusiasm. What shall I do to bring grief and misery to these Rakshasas? I have destroyed the Ashoka Grove. I have slain the prominent Rakshasa heroes. I have put out of fight forever an appreciable part of Ravana's forces. I have only to pull down the fortresses and his defenses. All my plans and all my exploits till now will be fitly crowned thereby. Yet I must secure my object more by tact and skill than by putting myself out to undue exertion and trouble. The Lord of Fire has laid me under a deep debt of gratitude for having saved my life when it was in his hands, and I cannot please him better than by offering these buildings to stay his appetite. Having thus decided upon his future course of action, Marathi began to move about the houses through the city with his blazing tail like unto lightning flashing through the dark clouds. He took a good look at the houses, the gardens, and the castles of the Rakshasas as he leapt lightly over the housetops. He sprang upon the palace of Prahastha and set it on fire. Next came in their turn the mansion of Mahaparsha, Vajradamstra, Sukhasarana, Indrajit, Jambumali, Sumali, Rashmiketu, Sureshastru, Harshvakarna, Dhamstra, Romasa, Yudhonmata, Mata, Dvajagriva, Vidyujiva, Hastimukha, Karala, Pisacha, Sonitaksha, Kumbhakarna, Makaraksha, Yajnashatru, Brahmashatru, Narantaka, Kumbha and Kumbha. But he spared the mansion of Vibhishana, who sought the well-being of himself and of Lady Sita. He destroyed utterly the wealth and luxury of the rich and the noble citizens, their goods, their corn, their conveyances, and their adornments. Then he reserved to the last the grand palaces of the ruler of Lanka. What tremendous audacity! The mansion of Ravana had not its equal in the worlds above or below. Gems of every variety adorned it, as it towered aloft like Meru and Mandara mountains in all its splendor, and in a moment it was in flames as Marathi lit it with fire on his tail. Then the lords Agni and Vayu joined together as spacious mansions adorned with ropes of pearls and gems and windows of beaten gold were but heaps of ashes. Even as the cars of the virtuous ones in heaven fall down headlong on the earth when their store of merit has run out, did the domes of the palaces shiver to pieces and strew the earth. The Rakshasas were utterly unmindful of rescuing their houses and properties from the raging fire, but ran about on all sides crying, "Alas, it is no monkey that has come among us. It is a Lord Agni in the strange form. Woe, woe to us!" Lofty storied houses caught fire, and the ladies therein fell down like chain lightnings, flashing through dark clouds with disheveled hair and garment, clasping their children to their breast. Marathi beheld with wonder countless buildings curiously fashioned of diamond, coral, pearl, and silver melt and run through the intense heat in streams, and with them the gold and silver and other metals. Yet that voracious god was not a bit satisfied with the wood and the straw thrown into it. Even so, Marathi was not a bit satisfied with the countless Rakshasa corpses that strewed the earth, blackened to cinders, thanks to the Lord Agni. Perhaps his heart would have beaten with joy should the entire Lanka, with all that was in it, be a thing of the past. The flames shone here like palasa flowers, and there like silk cotton flowers. And they blazed like saffron in other places. Thus did Hanuman offer to the Lord of Fire the city of Lanka as a pleasant sacrifice. Then Anjaneya took his way to Mount Trikuta. The fire he started in Lanka overtopped it like a canopy and proved conclusively to the world the logical dictum that there is fire in the mountain. The flames that enveloped the house of Rakshasas reached the skies and blazed without smoke, as if the bodies of the Rakshasas were sacred ghee poured into it as a sacrificial oblation. The lords of Agni and Vayu cowered in terror till then at the sight of Ravana. Now that Hanuman has put away their fear from them, they joined hands and set about to make short work of the city of their hated foe, even as it were the day of destruction by fire. And with the radiance of million suns did that terrible fire spread through Lanka and left no pinpoint untouched. The crash of the splitting of the articles therein rent to pieces, as it were, the uttermost bounds of the worlds. Decked with the flames like unto a garden of palasa flowers, the Lord of Fire towered aloft, his head lost in the heaven. The smoke of spent fires hid the clouds from view and made them take the likeness of blue lilies. The terrible sight of Lanka blazing on high with its houses, trees and the living beings in it, reduced to black cinders in a moment, has set many a keen-witted person therein exclaim, "Verily, this cannot be the puny monkey that runs along the treetops. Is it the Lord of Celestials darting his thunders upon us? Or is it Mahendra himself that slew out of hand the frightful Asura Vritra? Or is it Varuna, the Lord of Waters, Vayu, the ruler of the air, or Rudra, the dread Lord of Kailasa, or Agni, the Lord of Fire, or Surya, the Lord of a thousand rays, or Kubera, the Lord of Wealth? Or is it the Lord of Death and Time came down among us in visible shape? Nay, it could not be anything but the black wrath of Lord Brahma, the fashioner of the universe, that has chosen to come down as a monkey to root out the unfortunate Rakshasas. Nay, it is something else. Is it the unthinkable might and effulgence of Mahavishnu, even he who is beyond time, space and matter, whom the senses and the mind reach not, and who is without a second? It must be he who has chosen to take this monkey form to exterminate the Rakshasa creation through his irresistible power of illusion or Maya. Rakshasas, horses, elephants, beasts, birds, trees, and all that were in Lanka, animate and inanimate, were destroyed by Maruti. Heart-rending cries rose from it on all sides. Boy, father, husband, friend, most cruelly have you been done to death. Happiness is no more ours. Our lives have been burnt out of us. Alas, what will become of us? Really, it was dreadful to hear and turned one's heart to water. Lanka seemed shriveled, as it were, by a mighty curse launched at it. Enveloped in huge flames, its best and bravest now no more, its mighty armies shattered to the winds, the exultant roars of Maruti and his matchless strength completed the work of destruction began by fire. Like unto the earth destroyed by the decree of the Lord, Lanka was burnt down by the blazing fire, as its demons ran here and there mad with terror and sorrow. And Anjaneya beheld the sight with a glad heart. He had to his account the destruction of the vast Ashoka grove, bright with leaf and flower, the splendid victory in the fight with the redoubtable Rakshasas, and the burning down of the vast capital adorned with its lovely mansions like ropes of gems. His purpose was accomplished. He gave one the idea of the Lord of the day in the glory of his thousand rays as he sat on the peaks of the Trikuta mountain, his still blazing tail towering aloft. Rakshasa's past count did he lay low. The dense Ashoka grove was wiped off the face of the earth. The graceful mansions of the hated Rakshasas were but pitiful heaps of ashes. Well and skillfully had he carried out the commands of his master. In thought, he laid his head at the feet of Rama and said, "Lord, At present, I am not able to report to you in physical body all that took place from the moment I left your presence. Yet, I submit it in thought. May you find it acceptable. Then did the gods on high laud mightily Maruti, the bravest and the best of the monkey heroes, most intelligent, most puissant son of Vayu, and like unto himself in speed and in thought. He sat there in all his blinding radiance in the flush of success at having destroyed the Ashoka garden, at having slain in battle famous Rakshasas, and at having set fire to the capital of Ravana. Then the Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and Maharishis wonder ever so greatly as they said, what matchless courage, what irresistible might. This Lanka to which we dared not till now lift our eyes is now a heap of ashes. Thanks to the marvelous might of this Maruti, alone and unaided, all beings beheld him, blazing with energy as he sat on the peaks of Trikuta, he that had accomplished what was utterly impossible to others. Nay, this is no monkey of the earth. It is nothing else than the fire of the day of destruction, mortal in shape. And they drew back from him in sheer terror. Joy boundless filled the hearts of the Devas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Nagas, Yakshas, Rishis, and all created beings at the thought of the wondrous deeds of Anjaneya. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.